Now we're here at the station, and you're getting on. And all I can think of,
happy Valentine's Day,
is thank God and Greyhound you're gone. Thank God and Greyhound you're gone.
Hey, this isn't in the nature of the Rosie on the House show.
I bet you it's been a Valentine's song to some couples.
I felt that way.
Oh, man, you were getting all warm and teary-eyed in there, weren't you? Hey, Wall Street Journal documented this week that remodeling is up. Remodeling nationwide is back up to the level of 2007, prior the home bust.
If you can name that last song. We're not going to send you gold rose, but we have gift certificates as well I forgot about. So we'll give you a gift certificate if you can name that one.
Seriously. Thank God and Greyhound You're Gone. It's going to be your Valentine's Day winning song.
For a gift certificate, not a rose. You got to nail the artist, though, too.
Let's get to Home Improvement, can we, please? Okie dokie.
On hold longest has been Richard in Central Phoenix. Start us off.
Hey, Romy. And Rosie.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. We'd like you, given what we did the last segment, we'd like you to ask your question in Russian.
Yes?
We're ready.
Hey, I'm a long-time listener, and this is a first-time caller. Yesterday I had, it was the end of a three-year maintenance agreement that I signed up with a major box, store.
Okay.
And their technician came out, and I have a separate gas furnace. I live in a historic district.
Cool.
And so it's an older home. And he comes out and gets me, and he says, you have a cracked heat exchanger. And I goes, oh, really? And he says, yeah, come on, I'll show you. And he had this video screen that he had going up into the innards of the furnace. And he says, see, there it is. And I couldn't see it. And I goes, where? And he says, well, see that little mark there? And for the life of me, I couldn't see it. just couldn't see it.
Okay.
And I says, oh, okay. I says, well, why don't you button things up and we can sit on the patio and you can talk to me about it. And so we go out in the patio and I said, well, how much would it cost to replace the heat exchanger? He says, well, it's going to be $1,200 to $1,500. It's a very labor-intensive process. And it would almost, for a few $100 more, it'd be easy to get a new furnace. And I goes, oh, really? And he says, and I looked at your air conditioning unit, and both of them are 11 years old, your furnace and your heater. And I goes, yeah. And he says, it would probably be cheaper to replace both, or easier to do both at the same time. And then while I'm at it, the flues. He had a flue package going on about doing something inside the flues, and that was a $1,900 item. And so all told, from my maintenance call, which I had no problem with my furnace, I have a CO detector in the house because I have a gas fireplace, I have a gas water heater, I have gas cooking. So I'm aware of carbon monoxide.
Okay.
And what my question to you is, is there any other tests that could have been performed to convince me that we have a CO problem, like in the flue, the combustion chamber, or something like that, because he didn't do anything at all except his trained eye. Now we have no heat because he had to condemn the furnace, and it's going, and he disconnected the, what is it called, the high limit switch.
Okay.
Gas off. Well, he just didn't pull the wires out. He bent one off and broke it, so it couldn't possibly be redone.
Oh, man.
And
this is all strategically at the end of a three-year maintenance agreement. Is that what you were telling us?
How convenient.
Very convenient.
Oh, no. Well, now listen, if you've been a long-time listener, you know our referral network and website, and we have some great air conditioning and heating specialists in the Phoenix metro area. We have them all over the state, but gosh, we've got Integrity Air Conditioning, we've got Knight Air Conditioning, we've got Rias. It could all service that equipment for you. You not get roped into some two-bit scheme to...
Right. Well, I have Rias. I called him Friday afternoon.
Okay, okay, good.
Your last weekend program, and I copied their number down.
Okay.
And the gentleman told me that, Andrus, I think his name was, he told me that a person would be getting back to me this Monday. So okay. I'm having that whole house audit.
Good, good, good.
And so forth.
That's the best $99 you can spend. That's
right.
That's the smartest money you can spend.
Now, what I'm doing now, I was so irate with this company, okay? I won't say what their name is, but their logo was a red-haired primate, okay? And they are sending out a senior technician later on today because I said, I want my heat on. I said, you know, I just cannot understand this. I understand they have following some sort of a law. They have to condemn the furnace. But to me, I don't think it was condemned. I don't think there is anything wrong with it. I never saw a crack.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I know exactly who you're talking about. You know,
like you said, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Select your region.
Yeah.
And if you've been to RosieOnTheHouse.com in the past, you'll notice something new. You'll notice a Flagstaff, a Prescott, a Sedona, a Casa Grande, and a Green Valley. All new additions. We've
growing.
Got the regions broken out. Instead of just being north, central, and southern, we've got it broken up by city now. RosieOnTheHouse.com. Select your city. Select your category. Get your certified contractor.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at RosieOnTheHouse.com or ranking Arizona.